Bardia Garamani joins us, who is the agent for Jonathan Jennings, BC Lions quarterback. Bardia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I want to read you a quote here, and I'm sure you have it's been brought to your attention. But here is the general manager of the BC Lions in a column, in an article written in Post Media over the weekend. I've been around some good quarterbacks, and they lived around the facility. The good ones usually do. No knock on Jonathan, but you rarely see him around the facility enough to give you any indication he's ready to take it to that level with respect to elite status. What was your reaction when you saw that?
Unfortunately, my biggest issue with any statement like that being made by a general manager of a franchise is the fact that, why are you making any statements at all? You're the general manager of a franchise. Even if your player is the worst player or the worst attitude, unfortunately, it looks like Ed's overall demeanor about the situation was he got asked the question and he's going to answer it. Someone could ask him a worse question about a player and he's going to answer it. So for you guys in the media, that's great. But realistically speaking, as the general manager of a franchise, that should never happen. And once I heard it, it was kind of one of those scenarios that first thing went to my mind was, okay, well, I know he's not the first one in the building. And as a result, how do you know when John gets in the building and what kind of studying and preparation John does for the games? And that's where my response came as a result of, hearing his statement.
Did your client, John, get a chance to talk to Ed? Do you know, Barty, if they met after the game and maybe cleared the air or any of that?
Honestly, I don't even think they spoke, to be quite frank with you. Once I heard it, I ended up, reaching out to Ed and basically being like, this is not, professional. This is very unprofessional. His response was very nonchalant. Well, I got to ask the question, so I answered. Again, it's very unprofessional. No, I don't think John's spoken with him. To be honest with you, I think my statements said it all because, Ed has his truths and then there's the truth. So it's kind of one of those scenarios where John really doesn't need to speak with him. I mean, John needs to have a good relationship with Wally. If John ends up starting the rest of the season for the BC Lions, takes him to the playoffs, his main focus needs to be winning games, and that's really it. So this discussion, in my opinion, should be dead for John.
Bardia, where do you see this ending up? I mean, Jonathan Jennings, and you'd be the first to admit it, you're a good football guy. You got guys in the NFL all over the place. But where do you see this ending up? He's had a tough couple of years. He's a free agent at the end of the season. What's going through your head right now with the future of Jonathan Jennings in Vancouver?
Honestly, I kind of at the beginning of the season, when the power shift started, I had a feeling that John would be possibly moving on to another team at the end of the year. Not saying John is Kurt Warner, but if you guys kind of looked at the situation where Kurt Warner, all of a sudden John forgot how to play football. Kurt Warner goes from the St. Louis Rams and goes to the Giants, and all of a sudden he forgot how to play football. Then goes back, goes to Arizona, finds the right scenery again, and great, the guy goes to the Super Bowl and is a Hall of Famer. Please understand, I'm not comparing him to him, but I'm just comparing the scenario. All of a sudden, at the end of last year, after John hurts his shoulder, he forgets how to play football. It doesn't make sense. Then all of a sudden this year, coming back, coming off the shoulder, new system, new coaches. It's like, how do you assume a player who's thrown for 5,000 yards forgot how to play the game of football? Going into the season, we kind of assumed this might be his last season in the BC Lions, uniform.
Bardia Garamani with us here on Sportsnet 650. He is the player representative for Lions quarterback Jonathan Jennings. And Bardia, tell me this, I understand where you can take issue, but is this not maybe an opportunity to look at it from a different standpoint, to maybe try to light a fire under your client in the sense that, and I look at it this way, after 2016 and going into 2017, I thought that Jonathan was going to contend to be an MOP candidate in the CFL. I thought he was a guy who could be an MVP player. And he took a big step back last year. His performance, the picks were up, the touchdowns were down, and he seemed to regress. And he had the opportunity to be the guy to start this season, and he got the quick hook again. In terms of, he's kind of had the opportunity to be the guy. And maybe this is just a chance for Ed to say, you know what, show me what you got down the stretch here, because I'm not sure if I'm entirely sold on you as a guy, and I don't know if you've shown that you have been.
I would agree, but there's a better way to do it. Pull the man in your office. You know, sit him down. That conversation's, you know, one to be had in private, not through the media. Is John the same player? I think John's coming back to the same, you know, arm strength and what he had before he, you know, hurt his shoulder. I think it was in Hamilton.
But then he has the three picks, though, right, Bardia? Like, you know, I want to believe that. And then he has the big game last week where he kind of belly flopped.
Right. And unfortunately, I think there's multiple facets to the game. I mean, the fact that the BC Lions are the least they have the least amount of attempts in runs than any other CFL team. I mean, that tells you a lot. When you got Jeremiah Johnson maybe carrying the ball six times in a game, and Rainey carries it once or twice more, that's not conducive for a quarterback to be able to build off of and have good statistical, you know, day, or even help the team win. So, like I said, blame should be, yes, John, take the blame. He could play better, absolutely. And sometimes, like I said, just a change of scenery is going to be the best thing for a player.
Well, and GMs, you know, when they come and they inherit, you know, positional players, that they always have the right to make decisions. So that's not anything new. Bardi, do you have any concerns that if Jonathan is not here, that he'll find work easily somewhere in the CFL next year?
Oh, I guarantee he will. I think Jonathan will be competing for a starting job somewhere next year for sure. Do I see it in BC? Unfortunately, I think Ed's comments show where his head's at. So, I mean, really, it's on him. And do we want to stay? I don't think anybody really wants to leave their home. But at the end of the day, for the business side of it, for John Jennings, I think he'll have options. For sure, he'll have options at the end of the season.
Bardia, you also represent two other big names on the BC Lions, Solomon Alamimian and Manny Arsenault. Can you give us updates on both? Because Arsenault is a free agent as well. First, tell us, is there a chance Solly could play this week? And then tell us about the future of Arsenault. Do you see him back with the Lions?
Let's start with Solomon. Solomon, I don't see Solomon playing this year. That wrist surgery was basically a pretty significant one. He really hurt that wrist pretty badly. So for me, I don't want Solomon to play this year, because all he needs to do is come back and retweak that wrist. Solomon could be done, you know, God, that could be career. I think Solomon needs to not play this year. That's my personal opinion. I know the BC Lions would like him back, but at the end of the day, I got to look at the young man's career, and I got to look at his, you know, life after football. If he's going to have a bad wrist that he can't move when he's 45 years old, that's not good for anybody. Manny's coming off the ACL. Solomon's still in a contract for one more year, so, you know, he'll be back. Manny's coming off that ACL. I think Manny will have options at the end of the year. I haven't talked to Ed. We don't really communicate like that. So we'll see if the BC Lions want to keep him. If they do, great. We'll talk about it. If not, you know, Manny could be finding a home somewhere else as well.
Bardia, before we let you go, the CFL's trade deadline is on the 10th, so just 2 days from now. Have you requested a trade at all with your client, Jonathan Jennings?
No, I haven't requested a trade. I think Jonathan should, you know, keep finishing what he started. I think for better or worse, whether Lule comes back. And I love Travis Lule. I think Travis is one of the, you know, top character class act guys in the game of football. And if, you know, Travis comes back and Jonathan backs him up throughout the rest of the season and they go into the playoffs, if John's playing or not, I think he finishes what he starts. I think he finishes up the season. And at the end of the season, he'll, you know, see what happens and we go from there. Now, if Ed wants to trade any one of my guys, that's up to him.
Hey, Bardia, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it on this Thanksgiving Monday to give your side of the story after comments that were kind of surprising from the GM this weekend. Thanks so much.
No, I appreciate it for having me, and thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody there.
All right, there's Bardia Garamani.
Sportsnet 650.